Brass Tax, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you, sir?
I am all right, and you?
Yeah, not too bad. You had a good Father's Day yesterday?
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes I do a smiling thing, you know.
Yeah, I too.
People call it, at least your voice brings the rain. My current was on, off, and now it come back on. I say, well, Lord, please, you got to hear Mr. Johnson, right? Because you know he's one of my relatives, right?
I will take that, sir. Thank you.
You could take it from my hat, Mr. Johnson. Well, the problem, the farmers want to complain about milk and things. And I know chicken farmers are going to be in some trouble because we've got chicken farmers down in St. Lucie. Tell me, going 4,300 chickens. The godfather of mine got one pens. And he's a contact going for shepherd, the different places and things. And I know they're going to feel it. I mean, the old people can feel it too because I'm not a rich man. I'm a simple pension. I'm paying that extra $45. I mean, it better go towards the water. I don't complain about water because I work at the water study. I know how we pump the water and develop the thing. Or, you know, the current went off. The guys have got the water turn on the generators and things to get those pumps start to pump water. But I know it's going
to
be very
difficult. And the mains have to be replaced. They got some work to do.
They got some work to do. I know that, you know. You better say what. But I know it's going to be. Because some people can't pay $20, $30 for water. Some people got to go to the pipe. You see people tracking from different places going to get water. Every guy is going to give some water. And he's going to see this place, you think, oh, they're not doing the water. But he didn't worry about it, too. Then there was 1 year gone by Sir Henry Ford about the same source thing there. Oh, it's not going, it's not the right place, it's not going anything. They won't listen. So I don't see how no poor, simple grannies and things got to be paying for that there, no. You know? It's extremely hard to go to try and do something about it. Because, as I said, it's going to cause chickens to go. I hear chicken farmers say the chickens got to go up. They got to feed chickens, you got to eat 24 hours I mean, day and night. Go, all to your next. You got to be eating chicken, water with chicken, right? And so things got water is staff of life.
Sir, and that's why I say if we're going to have a discussion about how we harvest water, where we get our water from, how much we pay for it, that is going to be crucial and not just whether or not we just keep adjusting water rates because you said you work with Water Authority and you would know that we didn't have a desal plant at one point.
That's
what
right.
We had was wells at various plantations. Some people had private wells, some had public wells. Sandy Lane, I think, had a private well and there were private wells in some locations. There were public wells. Water rain fell. We had ways of trapping the water in some areas. Other areas, it washed into the aquifer. We didn't have that many waterborne toilet facilities. We had some toilets that held large amounts of water. Today, we have toilets that flush one way for one thing and another way for another. We have water-saving devices. So a lot of people lose water because of bad flappers in their toilets and they don't know that that's where the water is going. And they call Water Authority and tell Water Authority, I have a leak. And Water Authority comes and checks outside and says, we ain't seen no leak here. And the person says, but my water bill going up. When it's a toilet that's giving trouble. No, Water Authority ain't gonna come in your house to check the toilet. People don't pay attention to things like that because it has never been reflected in their bills before when you had fixed rates. So there is that adjustment. Then you have, as you said, the old lady with, you know, by herself, one sink in the kitchen, one sink in the bathroom, and that's it. She don't have a washing machine. She don't have a bathtub, nothing like that. You know? So there are people who will say, especially those on fixed incomes, why would I be paying this? And I understand that, right? So they're going to have to work on ensuring that people who have challenges, people who want answers to questions, can call and get the answers from people who will be patient enough and competent enough to give them the answers. And that's where those nice people that we call corporate communication specialists will be pressed into action.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you as well, sir. Good to hear you. I'm glad you got your power back. There are people still sending messages asking if there was any report of a power outage. Yes, and it's returning in some areas. The light and power on the ball and working to ensure that your electricity supply is constant. Brass Tax, good morning. Hello. 4341790. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Dennis Johnson.
Good morning, sir.
You said about the electricity. You said something you was burning in St. Philip.
There was people send me videos of some fire on some pole in St. Philip, yes, sir.
Okay, I had a mind feeling, so cause where it was, the light was flickering and did like a shortage problem, you know, then it went off, but not for too very long. Came back on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Dennis, you was the last time we spoke, you was telling me the difference about the municipal tax and this tax now that.
Yeah, I said one was a percentage and the other one is a fixed rate for residential use and a percentage for industrial use.
Okay.
And the solid waste tax, I think, was a percentage tax, if I recall.
Was the percentage tax?
That's what
I recall. Are you saying that you will pay the percentage on how much water you use?
On the percentage, it would be a percentage of your water bill. So if your water bill was $50, and it was 10% of that, you would pay $5. Yeah. If your water bill is $2,000, then you pay more.
Okay.
And I think Peter was saying he thought that was a more equitable way so that heavy users would pay heavy fees, because he says the people who use water heavily are the people who generate garbage and sewage heavily too.
Right, he said
he's the poor man, so I suppose he has data to support that. I don't.
Right. You mean the one that Chris Sinclair was proposing?
No, he was suggesting that the current tax be applied that way.
Or like what the former finance minister was putting it as?
Sir, I don't know that the former prime minister had a sewage tax.
Prime minister, the finance minister.
I do not know that he had a sewage tax. Which tax are you talking about? The one that went on, the solid waste tax that was paid and stopped?
Yeah.
But sir, the solid waste tax was stopped for what reason?
No, you tell me.
But why I must tell you?
I didn't know your reason.
Oh, okay. Well, ask Mr. Sinclair, because Mr. Sinclair say I know everything.
Okay.
I don't know that one. They stopped, though.
Okay. All right.
And those who paid didn't get back, because I ain't get back mine. Or at least I don't remember getting back mine.
But you will say, though, that this tax now is actually the same thing that they're trying to apply? That they're putting on water?
Sir, the tax is not on water. The tax is applied to your water bill.
On your water bill.
Right.
But I don't see the difference, though. Mm-hmm. I know I can understand what some people trying to split hairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you put in a tax on a water bill. The last time when the former finance minister they're applying it, they call it a water tax.
Because it was attached to your water bill as a percentage of your water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. But now this one cannot be called a water tax.
Because
it's on your water bill.
It is a tax that's placed on your water bill for it to be collected.
Mm-hmm. All right. I can actually say, Dennis, you said that you didn't know if you don't pay, that if your water can get cut off.
I don't know that, sir.
Oh, you don't know that?
No.
But then we will wait and see if it does get cut off, if you can't pay, then I will suggest then that. Well, I can't understand. You're all saying it's not applied to the water, but on the water bill.
Sir, listen. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the tax is about? Let me back up from the end. Start slowly.
So.
Okay. What's the tax for?
Well, they put it, I know who they were to get it work. They just put it separate for pest sewage and the garbage collection.
Okay,
and
good.
So on.
Right. Mm-hmm. When the South Coast Sewage Project was implemented, introduced, put into effect, do you know that there was a line on your water bill for sewage?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, this $1.50 per day surcharge that's applied to your water bill, a portion of it goes to the Barbados Water Authority, and a portion of it will go to sewage and garbage to pay for the repairs and maintenance of the sewage and the water lines, and also for the provision of money to get trucks for garbage collection.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I said so far?
Yeah, I understand good. What you're saying.
So if a portion of it is going to pay for water, mm-hmm. or going to the Barbados Water Authority, mm-hmm. then one would assume if there is dereliction of payment for whatever reason, the people who will be in a position to pull you up for doing it will be the Barbados Water Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how they choose to do that, sir, is a management issue and a political issue, and not something to which I can respond because I do not work for the Barbados Water Authority. So mm-hmm. I would not have been part of the discussion, so I do not know.
Mm.
But I can't answer any other way.
But you see, the reason I got to a problem with some of these stats is everybody, even that those that ain't involved, got to pay. I mean, like the tax now you put for gasoline, for pay for road tax, replace road tax. The man that cutting grass now with the worker, he got to pay that too. Right? And what you just talking about, people with pit toilet, that say there's still a great number of people with pit toilet, they're still got to pay sewage tax too. Right? That's why I take issue with it.
And according to the Prime Minister, the days of pit toilets will be eradicated under her government.
Okay, well, I hope she improved the system first, because if we got water problems...
So how are you going to improve it if you don't have money to improve it, sir?
Oh, that's what
part? What part of that you don't get?
But you saw the back page
of the newspaper over the weekend? A tank that was supposed to be part of the sewage project in Bridgetown that had grass growing out of it and trees in it and all kind of things except what was supposed to be in it?
Mm-hmm. No, Mr. Johnson, what I mean is, right, that I hope that they will get, you know, we the shortage of water. We had a problem in St. Joseph.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It was on the improved value of your land that the NSRA was applied, not water bill. Sorry. It was on your land tax bill. I stand corrected.
No, what I mean is, right, that we had water problems in St. Joseph and shortage because there ain't enough, the rain falling and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that I hope that the system, the way the system improve for us, get desalination plants put in place, because since the country is water short.
So how are you going to pay for those things if you don't have money to pay for it? Can you tell me?
No, I ain't quarreling, Mr. Johnson. But
I'm not quarreling. Why
did
you always tell me I'm quarreling? And that's what's getting me upset. I am having a conversation with you. Hold on, sir. Hold on. To get anything, one has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Follow me for a second. To get anything, one has to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You either get somebody to trust it to you and you pay for it afterwards, or you get the money up front and you pay for it, or you get some up front and you pay down and pay the rest later. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. We have no money. We have a problem with garbage collection. We have a problem with sewage. We have a problem with replacement of mains. How do you propose that we get these things solved if you do not put a structure in place to be able to get money to pay for it? That's the question I'm asking.
Yeah, and I understand what you're asking, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
But all they're saying then is that if there wasn't people with still with pit toilets, we'd be in a deeper hole. So get yourself right first. I agree that you got to get money, right? But you're talking about actually cutting out that, so I make sure that you got the money for the improve the system first, and then you cut out the pit toilets. Right? All right, that's all I was trying to say. All right, the next and last point is that I ain't really heard nobody pick up is the one that the former Prime Minister was saying about the coming out of the Caribbean court. I didn't quite agree with him. But on this thing, though, I think that he was he's a thinker, but not much of a doer, because I know if you can agree with my position, but if it was me, I wouldn't talk. I would have taken action, because the reason why I agree with him, I do not think that the court, the way how it was done the right way. When that court was introduced, I believe there should have been a conference or whatever, you get together and everybody decide to join together. I do not like the idea that we is part of the court. The court in Trinidad, and Trinidad is not part of the court, but the court is actually dictating laws here in Barbados. And at the election, there's where the Prime Minister speak about, there were people, Belgians, that couldn't vote because of some legal reason, and foreign nationals can get their case solving, their problem solving the Caribbean court. That's how we agree with the Prime Minister on that matter.
Can I inform you about something, sir?
Yes, sir.
Again, half a loaf sometimes is not bread, right? Half a loaf could be half a loaf. So the Caribbean Court of Justice is based in Trinidad and Tobago, yes. The Caribbean Court of Justice does not dictate anything to anyone. The Caribbean Court of Justice upholds the rule of law as entrenched in the constitutions of each and every Caribbean territory. The Caribbean Court of Justice enforces the revised Treaty of Chagaramas, which was signed by all CARICOM heads. All. A-L-L. What certain countries use the Caribbean Court of Justice for is as their final court of appeal on matters not only about trade, but on criminal and other matters as well. Therefore, if there is a murder, if there is any other judgment handed down by the courts in Barbados, it is the right of the convicted person to appeal to the Court of Appeal in Barbados, and if they disagree with that judgment, to then go to the next court, which is the Caribbean Court of Justice. Because of the Pratt and Morgan ruling by the Privy Council, not the CCJ, a time limit was put on the length of time it would take for you to go through the appeals process for certain offenses. If because of tardiness, for whatever reason, the case is drawn out and takes a long while to reach the final court of appeal, then their hands are tied insofar as what they can do with the judgment, tied by Privy Council rulings, because courts work by what they call precedent. So when you talk about Trinidad not being a part of the court, that's incorrect. Trinidad is a part of the CCJ, but not as its final court of appeal for certain matters. They still want to go to the Privy Council. That's their privilege. But they are a part of the court. And again, the court does not dictate anything. It does what any court does. It gives a ruling. The difference is that it's the final court. So if you disagree with them, you ain't got anywhere else to go. They're the final one. Now, people talk about going back to the Privy Council, and why it is we feel that because somebody not resident in the Caribbean, they're not prejudiced? Why we believe they give better judgment than people who are resident here? What makes us believe that they're not politically influenced just as much as anybody else? We have this faith in people that we can't see, but we have no faith in people that we can see for some strange reason. I don't know why. But thanks for your comments. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. So there was an accident at the Graham Hall roundabout, and the traffic was backed up into town, and they're placing sand on the ground in the area of the accident, so it should be cleared up. If you're on the road and you're bogged down, that may be the reason. 43-2 is the West Indies score, and I was trying to take a look at this again to correct my error because I was talking about water. The municipal solid waste tax was a percentage of the improved value on your site value on your land, calculated a rate of 0.3% of the site value. And people started asking pretty much the same sort of questions they're asking now about the one water bill, about if the land wasn't yours and who would pay for the housing units that had multiple units on the site. And see, every time there is a tax, somebody will find a way to say, I do not want to pay the tax because we don't like paying tax. That is the truth. 4341790. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, sir.
This is Nasser.
Brother Nasser, how are you? And I was told you collected the book. Thank you very much. I will get a chance to call you and we will talk. And we will talk about the violin music.
That's right.
Yes, now, sir.
First, before I go to the point I want to get, I want to explain something. Mm-hmm. I went to a couple of calypso tests. By the way, I was
honored yesterday at the Calypso Tent for whatever contribution I've so far made in the country. Mm-hmm. And I want to really appreciate the KF Chevrolet Host of Soca for the award that they gave me yesterday. Oh, and the
congratulations, sir.
And not only that, they also honored three other outstanding men, Dr. Lord, the great Desmond Haynes,
mm-hmm.
and also, I forget my friend name now, but oh Lord, I can't believe this here. Anyway,
it's called, it's called AIDS.
An outstanding attorney at law in this country who his family, believe it or not, I think his family is one of the best families in Barbados. But it's never come up, most than I ever tell you before, but this is what I want to say though, Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a few Calypso tents so far. I like to go to the tents and things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting concerned with the amount of with the language and the way they're treating the government, the ugly government that just get rid of. We got to be careful. We adopt them, we finish with them, hope that not one of them will ever go to Parliament again as a representative for anybody in this country. But at the same time, we got to be careful the language that we're using and booing them and laughing at them. And so it's a dangerous trend to set.
I agree.
And I hope that the MCs and the Calypsoans, yeah, to make the support. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, you got to be careful how you're saying. I've been listening to some language in the tents that I normally do not hear in the tents when it relate to politicians.
Yeah.
So I would like to advise tent leaders to pay some attention to these things. It's not good for the country. You're finished with me. I go on my way. You go your way. You cannot continue like cursing me all the time, or he cursing you all the time. And since I'm on this subject, before I go to the other one, I want to say that the same thing apply to families. When men and women, husbands and wives, separate, they must not walk both and curse each other either.
Amen.
You are hurting your children.
Amen.
You are hurting your children. And only an idiot should want to see his wife begging or her husband begging. Because that would be your child father that begging. And that would be your child mother that begging. So you ought to make sure, in every way possible, to do the best to make sure that that woman or that man that was you were married to living at a standard that people can be proud of your children instead of saying you fired up on the street begging. So what outstanding father you got. And he's really a really class man. Don't mind you and the mother, get, mother and your husband, the two people, the two mothers and father
get
together.
Along.
Right. So we got to clean up. We got to be careful, Mr. Johnson.
So I want to endorse that a million times. I have said to my children, no matter what me and your mother may or may not have, the only thing I will ever tell you about your mother is that I loved her, full stop.
Right.
And I don't even say past tense, I use the present tense, whether they are wrong or not. Full stop.
You are right.
You know, full stop. Mm-hmm. What we have, we have. The important thing is we have you, and that is my concern, okay?
That's right.
I agree with you 100%.
And you know, Sam, 100%. Mr. Johnson, you cannot eliminate that child from your life.
No, you can't. Never. No, you can't. No, you cannot. And I always believe that if the fence is torn down, find a way to mend it. No matter
That's
how long
right.
it takes. Bow, bend your knee, try to get mended. Because
your children,
they're you. They're part and parcel of you. They're the way you live on into the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. Where my mother came from in the tiny Grenadine island of Petite Martinique, if I went up there, nobody asked me what my name was, you know.
No,
they asked me, who is your family? Who is your generation?
That's right.
And when
right.
you say your grandfather was X, they say, okay, I know who you are then, right? You so-and-so
right.
child, yeah, okay, fine. Got you pegged. That's how they know who you are, sir. Mr. Where you come
John,
from,
man.
Where the root is. And you're good to go.
I want to go a little further because you're dead right. My grandfather was a police, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from the time I had sense, I always was told you must respect policemen. And to this day, at my age, there ain't one police in this country ever that could tell that this man ever disrespect Arga or anything with him. None. Because I understand that they are responsible for my protection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, I want to go a little something as well, because we have to start settling down this country. And what I might not do it now, but I can tell about this tax thing. All the people who get big release from taxes, you ain't hear them talking that, you know.
I know that, sir. I know that.
Because all the people forgetting about $10 million that lady now give back to this country, taxpayers, that they can use some of that money to help pay the water bill and various bills and the support and pay the staff a little better salary and support some of the people in Barbados that are in trouble that need some help. Am I wrong, Mr. Johnson?
Sir, I don't think you are. I think, however, that, you know, I made the point to somebody once that people don't get into business for charity. So people always look to make sure that they, quote unquote, in a good position first. Note that they're already in a good position here. I just don't want to say they're in a good position, but they want to make sure that they get something first before they pass it on. And it is when they try to make sure that they get something good before they pass it on that those who are waiting say, but wait, you enriching yourself, you packing up your back pocket, you ain't have enough already. And that is where we keep falling apart all the time, Brother Nasser. I tell people, I have no problem pulling my weight. But if my boss comes to me and say, boy, Dennis, things this year bad, boy. I can't get a ham. I can't get a $50. And while you're talking, you say, hold on. A man just bring my wife new car there for me, and you see a a BMW 7 Series put it in. But Brother Nasser, you ain't feeling good.
Mr. Jones, have you go to my
workplace? You ain't gonna ask me where you get it from, you know, you're just vexed.
That's right. If you go to my workplace, you hear I tell the workers all the time, don't let no boss fool you with no ignorance. If money is up there and he don't want to share any with you, but he want one point four the most expensive tires of pump on his car, challenge him for some of yours. Because if you don't do that, Mr. Johnson, he'll believe that you are a slave. And the reason, the problem in Barbados is that too many managers think that the workers are slaves. They are the people who produce for you to protect your money that you so-called take risks with, and then give you all the profits that you want to do as you like, and you do not respect these people, and something got to be done about it. But I want to say something else quick, Mr. Jones, because I don't want to, I like the rest, you know, that I listened to you talk to a gentleman just now, and I really don't like to say anything negative of any of the callers, but the amount of time you give him talking there just now, irrelevant, is a shocking thing to me. Look, the next thing I want to say in this country, because I'm watching a few trends in Barbados that we have to try and get clear up quick, Mr. Johnson. A man driving a car, the car is 00 or 000998 something, and he get a bad, the fella that driving that car make a bad drive on me. And I take that car number, and I'm waiting for that car number, you know, it vexed, you know something? Mm-hmm. The next time that car is being driven, it might not be the same individual who messed up you.
It's true.
And Mr. Johnson, I am telling you this because these are things that I have experienced. So I want to explain to people, if you get a so-called bad drive, I think that's called a bad drive. Mm-hmm. Don't take no car number and get angry, because the next time the man child might be driving the car, or the man wife might be driving the car, or somebody else might, the, matter of fact, the mechanic might be driving the car, and you get vexed because of that and go and get yourself in trouble. Innocent, with an innocent person who even know nothing about you. So, Mr. Jordan, I think now the government has changed. We have a superb, I don't care what nobody tells me, she's one of the best prime ministers in the country. She reminds me of Barra and Tom Adams all the time. She open, she clean, she express herself, she tell you the truth, she don't hide nothing. And you know, when you get that, you can work with people. You know, John, if I tell you that, I pass the meal at 9 o'clock.
And you're there at quarter to 9.
At 9:30. And I get there at 9:30, you know, you look up. So next time I get there at 9 o'clock, no, you know that you ain't going to be there.
I'm not going to be there. That is
right. So therefore, true. Now we have a prime minister that when she tell you 9 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock. If she tells you she's going to try to do ABC, she's doing it. And I think that the whole country must mobilize among her, with her now, and her man, and her team, and give them every opportunity to save this country and turn this country around, put it back into a prosperous and successful country again. there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of people who can't pay the workers, the law workers and people can't do things. But analyze the amount of money they get on land tax. Millions upon millions just give back to people on land tax in this country. Say if you use some of that assistance to help people. And Mr. Johnson, I like what you're doing. You have patience. Man, you got the Temi patient like a horse or something. So the way you sit down and let these people talk some foolishness. And you try your best to say that you could correct it. And how have you tried to correct it? They come back with the same foolishness again. This is a new government. Let us see, let a year go on and see what this woman and her group will do within the first year. 2 minutes in the thing, and you confusing people about foolishness, about gas tax and this tax and the next tax. It's foolishness, Mr. Johnson. I got to admire you. God bless you for the knowledge and development that brain you got here, brain power you got here.
Thank you very much, sir. And I will try my I will try my best.
God gives knowledge. You understand? So I'm glad how you're using it. But Mr. Johnson, I want to say this. I want to get the people in Barbados to understand. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying it, and I can say it each time. I don't care who like me or don't like me. There's not a racial problem in Barbados. There's an economic problem in Barbados. Adjust the economic problem, and we will have no problem with race. And Barbadian people are some of the most balanced and intelligent people when it comes to reasoning, but they are suffering with a lot of fear. So they're afraid to say, man, you wrong, or... You know,
I've never been able to figure that one out, Brother Nasser. I really have not, because you know we've come too far to keep saying you can't give sound advice when you know that the advice you're given is sound. We fear, I don't know. People keep talking about you're going to be victimized, but anyway. I have to leave you now. Thanks for your contribution. We have Regional Roundup coming up shortly, and we continue with this, the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, 53 for 2. West Indies struggling a little bit. I think we had someone retire hurt as well. So, yeah. That's the last score I have. This is Down to Brass Tacks.